101.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, Lagos, good morning. We're back with Dailies today. And, of course, I have the man himself, the man of the people.
A quick one. I don't want time to do us in today. Yeah. Congratulations to Senegal yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was reported somewhere that our president arrived late. And so people should first understand in the social media that I am in the social media as a journalist to report things, not necessarily to give my opinion. So if I put something, it doesn't mean... So it was reported that he arrived late, and we published it. And come on, you young people, you need to get something valuable doing with your time. And get, honestly, I was shocked. Yeah. Some were even saying, because it is bad manners to report late, for an event, more so an international event of that. It is bad manners to walk in long after you are expected, because it is expected that everything will be planned to the T. Okay, fair enough. There must have been a reason, and all we did was, and then this so-called whatever IPC guys went, and one even said that. Did you expect him to come and open the door for them? Young people, you better know that the world out there, there's what you call protocol and decency. And aside from that, you better know that everything you put in the social media could come back to haunt you later. What if you were looking for a job and the guy who wants to employ you now sees that this is your attitude? You don't know what tomorrow... You think that because you don't have a job today, you don't know the opportunities that you might have tomorrow. Don't be rabid in your support of a politician. If you can't comment, when things are not right, then just do the thing and keep quiet. Very irritating.
Yeah, sad one. Anyway, we're streaming live on YouTube.
And also, when I heard comments this morning about the 44-year-old, it's because you don't know. Gawan was 32.
Yeah.
Gawan was 32.
Yeah.
How old was Rawlings?
Rawlings was in his 30s.
In his 30s. Obasanjo himself, I think, well, with ages these days, you don't know. Mm. But he was in his 30s, I think, when he was second in command and when he eventually took. Mm. So it's not a new phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It's because these old fuddy-duddies, people of my generation, have refused to come out for road. And you lap it up. You think it's the norm. Mm. The world will only move forward when people who own the world usually are the young generation, between 35 and 50. For as long as you have people who are looking back, because you see, when you are old, you tend to look back. When you are young, you look forward. Mm-hmm. It's just normal. When I sit down quietly and I think of, oh, this happened, that happened, a younger person will be thinking of, I want to do this and do that. If you don't allow young people in the saddle, in any environment, that kind of, it will always go in backward movement.
Rawlings was 32.
32. Look at that. So calling some caller called the 44-year-old a boy. You can't call. By the time I was 44, I was retired.
Yeah, yeah.
I was semi-retired.
Yeah. I used the word boy, but it was jokingly anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But we need to. Well, some of it, Nigerians don't just get it that you need the younger, you need the digital age.
Yeah. So once you're 30, you're no longer a youth.
Yeah, no longer a youth.
My church, the Methodist Church Nigeria, yes, believe it or not.
Yes.
I'm a confirmed Methodist.
Yes.
Once you're 30, you can't join any. You have to move to the men's fellowship.
But it's because of what Nigeria has become. Nobody talked about Gawan's age when he was 32. And Gawan is one of the best presidents we've ever had. One thing I like about Gawan was that he was proud to be a Nigerian, and he exhibited it.
But some Nigerians only remember him for him saying that we don't know how to use our money. That's what they say. He said,
don't mind. It's because we don't have proper history books. But I was alive. I was in Form 5 up to when I think I was in Lower 6 when Gawan was president. So I wasn't a child. Mm.
All right.
And I know that in my lifetime, I would never forget Gawan as the head of
my God. Interesting.
In my choice, Gawan would be first, Obasanjo would be second. In spite of things that people say about him, Obasanjo too is one of the most learned presidents we've ever had.
What about the likes of Tafawa Balewa?
I was too small. I was a rat.
Okay.
In fact, his son was my classmate.
Oh, I see.
I was classmate with Tafawa Balewa's son, Aguyi Ronsi's son.
Oh, wow.
We were all in Corona, Yaba, with Jebi, all of us. We were little rats. When I went for a party in the State House, we were tiny.
Amazing.
Rats, turn right, turn left, you know. So I don't know much about
it. All right.
But you need to hear him speak. I'm praying fervently. Jeez, go to YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a president who, at the very least, when he stands up to speak, the world stops to listen.
Yeah.
It's not too much for me to ask.
Sir, let's move to the first story. The first story. Before you even campaign to me. Well, the first story is...
How old is this? 36.
The Burkina Faso-based military ruler. Yeah,
Ibrahim Traoré. What he has done within 1 year to the economy of... You see what he has done?
Yes, the guy in Mali, in Chad.
Yes.
Idris Deby. Idris Deby's child.
It's 39.
39, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Then the guy in Mali.
Mali is how old?
41.
41.
Yeah. Then Guinea. These are also soldiers.
44.
Soldiers.
Listen. I'm not one of those who's going to split hairs on whether a soldier or a head of state is a head of state, as far as I'm concerned. Whether it's a soldier or... What have politicians done anyway? To be very honest, if we're going to break it down. We had Shagari. What happened? Only Obasanjo. And he's an ex-soldier. If you're going to be very honest with yourself, at least in our own country here. Yeah.
Uncle Jimmy, let's look at the first story. This is a very sad one. I don't know if we can say that. Electricity tariff.
I put it in.
Uncle Jimmy, this headline is anyway. Electricity tariff to rise by 300%. Daily Trust, page 4.
This is the bad news that I have for you. If I spend 25,000 a week on power, okay, because I have a combined, tariff. And that is 100,000 a month, you know. And now it's going to rise by 300%. I think I'll make do with candlelight and drink omi amo. Anyway, the story is that power companies will be allowed to raise their prices to 200 naira per kilowatt from 68 naira for urban consumers this month. The Bloomberg News Agency, citing sources, reported yesterday. Now, this first paragraph bothers me. A Nigerian newspaper is referencing Bloomberg for a story as big as this. Isn't that unfortunate?
It is.
In Nigeria. Okay. Bloomberg said Nigeria's plans to almost triple energy prices within weeks. So you're going to raise your price. Who raises anything by 300%? There we go again. And the minimum wage is still 30,000. Okay. It quoted people in the presidency with knowledge of the matter, saying this was in a bid to attract new investment and slash about $2.3 billion spent to cap tariffs. According to the news agency, Nigerians will now have to pay 2.42 per 1 million British thermal units from the previous rate of 2.18. Daily Trust reports that this revelation is coming in the wake of Monday's announcement by the NMDPRA of an increase in the price of natural gas, which is used to generate more than 70% of electricity in Nigeria. But let's wait a minute. Are these people trying to fly a flag? When I see news from the Western world about my own country, I get a bit bothered. So, but that's what the story says. So that is the news. I don't want to go too much into it. That is the news. And part of the riders here says how federal government plans to halt power sector subsidy from 2025. It says Nigerian operates a fixed tariff system where the federal government sets the price of electricity through NERC. The federal government projected to spend around 1.67 trillion on electricity subsidy, an increase of 170% from the figure spent in 2023. Heaven help us all.
Yes, heaven help us all. Moving over to story in the Punch, page 2. Diesel price drops as Dangote sells 1,225 naira per liter, supplies petrol in May.
Well, after the bad news comes the good news. After the bad news. And I hope this also translates to petrol. It says the pump prices of AGO, properly called... popularly called diesel, it has dropped from about 1,700 per liter, which it sold for a few weeks ago, to around 1,350 liters in some locations across the country, following the sale of the commodity by Dangote Petroleum Refinery. Officials of the multi-billion dollar plant and oil dealers confirmed that the product was dispensed to marketers at between 1,225 per liter and 1,300 per liter, depending on the volume of purchase. This came as it was gathered that the refinery would start releasing PMS to the domestic market in May. And I hope when they do that, it will also bring about a decrease. So that's the essence of the story here. Diesel price has gone down. I hope it is maintained. I hope we can keep pushing it down to an appreciable level.
Uncle Jimmy, is this 1,200 really a price gone down? Some of our listeners have been wondering.
Well, it's a price, you know, it's just like happens with the currency. It's a price gone down from the highly inflated rate it got to. So we hope that at some point it would stabilize. The naira too is going, which is going down now. The dollar is going down against, but one has to be very, very careful. You know, you have to be very, very careful, before you get too excited. To just sit and watch and let's see what level it will stabilize to. But it looks, to be honest with you, it's looking like a hope rising situation.
Okay.
It looks like we just might be able to get out of, well, not get out of the mess totally, but at least have ourselves with a situation that is less than what we have. A lot of us had thought that if care was not taken, only God knows where we were headed. But things seem to be, they're still high, but at least less than what.
This headline you chose reminds me of the ever shifting completion date or production date of Port Harcourt Refinery. Your friend Mele Kyari keeps bringing up.
There's a credibility problem. Whether the supporters of APC like it or not, there's a credibility problem. There's so much propaganda that you don't know what to believe. So what you do is you just sit and wait. It's the same way that we can't quickly react to these reductions. We don't know whether they're flash in the pan. Okay, this issue of the Port Harcourt Refinery, it's been a moving decimal, okay? And like I said, this government needs to fine-tune its credibility with the people. The supporters are not, that they're not helping at all. I've told the media people in the APC and indeed in the federal government, if you are going to be paying people to put out things in support, for God's sake, could you please pay people who are sensible and have, you know, who have something between their ears and can actually convince and not go fighting everybody who is criticizing government? That is part of their problem. So invariably, when you do have statements, some coming from even some of the officials who have created some credibility gap between them and Nigerians, it's difficult for you to pin the government down to say, okay, this is where it's headed on anything. That's part of the sad story.
All right. Do we take news?
Yeah, we can take news, yes. The public discourse is appalling. The level of knowledge, the level of appreciation that your country is not an island. I ask myself, what happened to the level of education in the past years? It's amazing.
Sad.
Is that what?
Really sad.
Sad, yes.
When I hear you talk about your time.
Yes. When we contributed to public discourse, at the time we were even in university. Oh, come on.
Because, it's,
but what you have now.
It's sad.
And the funniest part is, of course, you know, anytime you find somebody abusing in an argument, you know, there's nothing in between these 2 years.
Jimmy, it's really sad. When you look at the comments online, it's...
I look at them yesterday. You see, sometimes you think you're doing harm to a person. You don't know you're doing harm to yourself.
Yeah.
Showing just how... Having said, the president came late for an event and he said, someone says that, did you expect him to open the door for
them? Uncle Jimmy, I think you hit the nail on the head when he talked about our education sector. You just said it all.
And what is sad is that even if you don't go to school, social media is there, but put it to good use. Put it to good use. You can get good articles, good whatever, to educate yourself, good knowledge. Anyway, Lagos Commissioner pays Blind Mother's Hospital bill. Okay, somebody paid somebody else's bill. So if you have any bill, bring it to the public. One of the politicians will pick it up.
You have come, sir.
Yeah, go again. Yes, they'll always pick it up. They're always ready to do that one that is public, you know. Yeah. 360 million naira property lost to Kwara Inferno Fire Service. Deputy CP found dead in Oyo apartment. Really? Driver arrested for allegedly killing pedestrian in Lagos. You have to be very careful. Let us see what you have here. Okay. Lasma decries attacks on officers by Danfo passengers. Lagsec, which one is this one now? Yeah. Prosecuted 219 pedestrians for crossing the highways. Six scavengers arrested for defacing Falomo Bridge. And we have the trust here. All right, let's go now. You're laughing. Okay. Husband sues wife for attempting to cut off his private part.
She didn't give it.
Yes. Which other story
is there? That's a double-barreled one.
A double-barreled one. 13 cultists gone down in Anambra. Man rips minor to coma. Ow. Why do we have a lot of this?
Every day.
What is responsible for this?
I wonder.
Operatives of the Edo State Police Command have begun manhunt for a suspect identified as Promise for allegedly raping a 13-year-old girl to a coma.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Okay, so there's Ramadan. If you're looking for food to eat, if you can find a way to Niger State, Niger residents get soft bread and drinks. Residents of Gbako LG of Niger State have said that bottles of Biggie Cola soft drink and loaves of bread have been distributed to them by the state government. Stop giving us palliatives. Give us good governance.
So what's the budget for that?
Stop turning us into beggars.
I wonder what the budget is for that.
I don't care. They to stop this. It looks as if that's what politicians depend on now. You impoverish the people, then your wife sets up an NGO, then the contractors donate to it, and you get donations from abroad. You whack that one again, and then, you know, give us good governance. Good governance that is open to all, not selective people giving Biki Cola to this one. And soft bread to another one.
And he didn't even give anything. He was cola and bread.
Biggie cola and bread. No egg.
No, not even rice as cola and bread.
No, you know.
government food.
Our politicians are seriously devious.
Oh, my God.
And the part that still hurts me is that the most affected group are the ones that support them the most.
Sad.
Are they blind? Are they deaf? The young people who are the most affected, who should realize that there is no future in the direction in which these people are going, they are the biggest supporters. It's amazing.
And governments spent money to feed people.
It's amazing. Young people don't know. Some of them prancing around doing all those things. You better not make yourself an enemy of the people.
All right, sir. Let's move on to the editorial. The editorial.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yes. In the Punch editorial, it's talking about Binance. And this is what it says. Binance director's escape, a national shame.
It's a shame. There's nothing else to call it but a shame. Let me just quickly read, because we don't have that much time. Let me quickly read what caught my interest here. First of all, they put up an argument that everybody should be brought to book. Airport people, soldiers, security, whatever. But I want to read this sentence. And this is an editorial from The Punch. I didn't write it. Okay, it is important. After complaining how porous our securities are, the Punch now says, in decent environments, the NSA would have resigned by now, while other security chiefs would be answering questions. But this is Nigeria. Such things rarely happen. This gives food for thought. President Bola Tinubu needs to act by querying Nuhu Ribadu or firing him to send a wrong signal. The entire security architecture should be restructured to make the personnel more in tune with modern trends of carrying out their duties, while their pay should be enhanced to minimize the tendency to give in to corruption. I have no comment on this. I think it speaks for itself. So either you agree with them or you don't. Do you agree with them?
Well, I mean, it seems the paper is saying. The paper is saying.
No, I'm not saying the paper. Do you? You can say no comment.
No, I will comment. The paper is saying that how
yes
can...
Or yes or no. Yes or no, Kofi.
Do I agree with them?
Do you agree with the fact that in a decent environment, the NSA would have resigned by now? I've not given my opinion.
Yes, I do.
You agree?
Yes, yes, okay. I do.
So it is on record that he's the one who agrees.
Yeah, I agree with what he's saying.
No, I think but such things don't happen. Let us break it down even further. Some of us are worried about the appointments that this... You see, it appears that one is always being too critical. It appears that one is always... People say he hates the president. I don't hate him. It's not none of my business to like him. I don't like him. I don't hate him. That's not the issue. The issue is, in the course of steering the ship, of the ship that I am in as a senior citizen, surely I must be critical. Because some of us are worried about the way the president went about making his appointments, putting more of political considerations into the issue, you know. Some of us are very worried about that.
Yeah.
So that's the opinion of the punch.
Yes, Pankaj, just to add, you know, while I agree with them, it will help for me to know the full details of how that transpired. But just to add, you know,
well,
full details.
My agreeing to them is not so much around this incident. Mm. Not so much.
So you agree with them?
I agree with them, yes. Okay. I agree with them.
So we both agree. Opinion.
I agree with them. Not so much, but I had always had my fears and worries. Mm. Let me put it that way. But you see, when it comes to national issues, Kofi, we can't afford to be nice to people. Because the lives of over 200 million people are at stake. And that is what people need to understand. You can't afford to be nice. You can't afford... You must put a president on his toes. And so when we are highly critical of these things, there's a reason. Mm. It's not a matter of whether you like... It's very childish and imbecilic thinking that somebody likes the president or not. That's not the issue. The president, does the person like his country? Does he like his people? What he is saying, is it right or wrong? That is the issue.
What you said just made me think about something, sir.
What?
You know, if the national security advisor cannot secure his own detention facility in his own backyard, how can he secure the country?
No, usually when people, there are always slips and mistakes.
Okay.
But usually when things like this happen, to show responsibility, you take what is called a path of honor and sacrifice yourself.
Well, sir.
Because this, it is so embarrassing, it's unbelievable.
It is.
Just like so many other things. And I still talk and I still would maintain that I have my doubts about the competency to lead this country. I have my doubts.
But, okay, you know, it could be argued that for all the praise and respect we have for the British security system.
Yes.
Alain Messier escaped from there now and came home.
No. There are some escapes that are organized.
So I want to give. I want to give.
This is not
Ribadu a reprieve.
This is a high profile. People escape from Alcatraz, but this is a high profile. You put it first of all. You detained him and kept him in what you called a safe house. Then you let him go by himself to Moshalashi to go and pray. Abba.
All right. Let's move on to another story. This is in a transport column of a Punch, page 39. Air Peace will crash airfares on Lagos London route.
They've already crashed it. Turkish Airlines last night. I saw Turkish Airlines Lagos to Gatwick, 890 something thousand. They charged 1,000 to Turkish Airlines was charging. They were offering tickets for 890 whatever it is 1,000 naira. So AirPace has done well. A few slips here and there, but all said and done, what they have done is not just well, it is significant. It is significant. Apart from the pride of having a Nigerian airline also competing in the world, it's a big reprieve for our own people. It's unfortunate that I haven't seen a report of the inaugural flight. A report. I haven't seen some. Maybe it's in the works, but nobody has. I haven't seen. Maybe it is a report of what the flight was like. But from what I can see, it went well. For people who criticize their uniform, as far as I'm concerned, that's a matter of choice. Some people will like what I'm wearing, some won't. That's a matter of choice. The only thing I wish that AirPeace didn't do, the only thing I wish is that they didn't allow their men, instead of their men to wear ties, they could have worn something smart without subjecting them to wearing ties. But that is an opinion. And that's the African instinct with me. Since you've already gotten the, do they call it abachabi? What do they call it?
The other one, the one the ladies wore, the suit?
Yes, since they've already gotten
Ishiagu.
That. Ishiagu. Yeah. Yes.
I have mine at home.
You have an Ishiagu? I've ordered mine yesterday.
I have one at home.
I've ordered mine. Yeah. I ordered mine yesterday. You will soon be here with the red cap. But the person I ordered mine for said that red cap is only for chiefs.
We should give you a black one. Okay, Jimmy, so if I buy you a tie, you won't wear it?
No, I mean, if they are going to reflect the African whatever, it might as well go the whole line. They have so many airlines. I think India or Etihad. No, they wear something.
Singapore.
Yes, but that is strictly a matter of opinion.
Have you seen the air hostesses on Air Singapore, sir?
I see the male whatever. Do you look out for the air hostesses? I'm not interested in
the air. You know, talking about the dressing now. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know where your money is going to. I don't know. Why?
I was young, useful. I always like getting in trouble with your wife. Who I know would most likely be listening. So, but congratulations to AirPeace. I hope it is sustainable. We've had so many airlines. It was such a shame for Eric to have gone down. I was a good customer of Eric on the Lagos-London routes, you know. And I, like I said, one day I even saw Dangote, you know. Yeah, proudly sat, whatever. So congrats to AirPeace. I understand that they plan to go to... to the States.
Yeah.
I think right now they go to South Africa.
Yeah, I think
and India. Yeah. The airline is growing. So what do we do? Instead of, and I am sure maybe that plan is in the works, instead of shopping around to start a new national airline and whatever, you can adopt AirPeace as your national airline. You can adopt as a national airline.
Well, what happened to Air Nigeria?
You don't need to look. That is fraught with all kinds of controversies.
We had
you already have. You see, because what you do is you don't run it for them as a business, but you give them. You know the. I don't think British Airways is owned by the British government. I don't think so.
No, right now, I don't think so. I don't think it is owned by.
This is for 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
This is for 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, you see stories about from Diabomi, my sexy father-in-law. I don't know my hobby had so many girlfriends.
Men have suffered. More double barrel stories.
More double barrel stories. Yes, a tribute to Obade Tono, the Awujale, who stood up for his people at a very crucial time. History will never forget. Never forget how Awujale stood up for his people at the most critical time during military rule. He's 64 years on the throne today. He's 64 years on the throne, and we wish him all the best. Thank you very much.
Right. Well, on that note, we were looking forward to Diabomi at 9.
Oh, definitely.
And those juicy stories that always brighten our day.
I'm telling you, you can see how excited I am.
Okay, and we're counting down to next week, Tuesday.
Leave that one.
Someone called yesterday to remind us that next week Tuesday is your birthday.
I usually take a break from my birthday.
We have to. Yeah, we'll meet you. We'll meet up at night now. All of us.
Well, I won't be the country self.
All right. Thank you very much. My name is Kofi Bartels. At 8 o'clock, we have the news. And then when we come back, we have a conversation on the Nigerian economy and the new emergency economic management team. Please stay with us.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.